أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله، وعليك أصحابك يا حبيب الله. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله، وعليك أصحابك يا نور الله. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Respected friends, today, alhamdulillah, we are going to continue our spiritual journey through the 99 names of Allah, where we are going to cover another three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can get a better understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we can gain His closeness, inshallah wahul aziz. The next name which we are going to learn today is Al-Maliku, which means the true master. Al-Maliku is he who is the cherisher of those who cherish, and the master of the entire universe, and the king of kings. This blessed name Al-Maliku appears in the Holy Quran Al-Majid in 5 places. Just as there is a king for every country, and the king controls the country, similarly, there is only one king, Al-Maliku, Jalalun Jalu, who controls the entire universe. He is the one who granted all the kings of this world their kingdom. Al-Maliku grants kingdom to whoever he wishes, and takes away the kingdom from whoever he wishes, and makes them poor. He has power over everything. All the items which we use belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there's the story that goes with this name is a very familiar story, titled A Very Old Story. Many years ago, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted kingdom to one person. And this kingdom was very well built. He had many armies of 1,000. People used to shiver out of fear of this king. Once, his astronomers told him that a child will be born who will be a means of your kingdom's destruction. The king became nervous upon hearing this. Hence, he gave the order that all children who are born must be killed. 80,000 babies were killed by this command of this king. From this, it can be seen how strong the kingdom was. His army was very well organized, and this king never became sick. Yes, you've understood very correctly, my respected friends. The king was Fir'aun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Musa alayhi salam during his rule. And look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam was brought up in the house of the same Fir'aun who wanted to kill him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam his Nabi, a prophet, a messenger, and sent him to Fir'aun because Fir'aun had become an oppressor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Musa alayhi salatu wassalam to make him understand nicely. Hazrat Musa explained to Fir'aun that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one. He is the cherisher. You should only worship him. But Fir'aun, with his pride over his kingdom and power, he uttered one big sentence that he opposed him. He said, "I am the greatest lord," Fir'aun said. It was as if he was debating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Bani Israel, the people of Israel, accepted the words of Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. They left their disobedience and became obedient. But Fir'aun became more arrogant and set out after Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. An army of 100,000 men were behind Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his followers. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam set out with his followers by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Along the way, they arrived at the river Nile. Now Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his followers were surrounded by death from both sides. The river in front and Fir'aun and his army behind. Some people started to become very nervous. They thought that now they will definitely be killed. But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam had firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and firm belief in the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Al-Mulku, Al-Maliku, Jalalun Jalu. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with me. You should not worry. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam to strike his stick on the river. As soon as Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam struck his stick on the water, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the river Nile to separate, to part into 12 pathways on the river. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam and his followers crossed the path and reached the other side. And Fir'aun was standing on the other end thinking whether he should cross or to return home. He had seen the miracle, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the courtiers of Fir'aun said, O king, this part is made for you in reality. Once again, Fir'aun became proud and forgot that he was a human and a servant. He claimed to be the Lord in the arrogance of wealth and kingdom. As soon as Fir'aun and his army reached the middle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the river to join again. When Fir'aun was drowning in the water, when he saw his death in front of him, he came to his senses that he said, I bring upon Iman upon the Lord of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. But by then the water had already covered him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a very severe punishment because he had made such a great claim that he was the Lord. When he drowned in the river Nile, the river threw out his body. Even the river did not want to keep him inside of it. Al-Maliku Jalalun Jalu has preserved his body till today and until the day of Yawmul Qiyamah, so the people can learn a lesson from it. Even today in Egypt, the body of Fir'aun is a lesson to the people of this world. And his dead body is saying that Allah is the only king. Only his kingdom is in the heavens and in the earth. And those who are kings in this world, one day, their kingdom will end. And a very beautiful story, and a story we should know and we should take in account and check ourselves. Meaning that, you know, pride, no matter how much that you have in this world, property, money, cars, boats, whatever you may have, it does not belong to you. It belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one day we will have to die and leave it here. But what do we carry when we die? We carry our good deeds. So it is important for us to take our times and try our best to perform righteous deeds as much as we can in this world, so we can gain the love of Allah, the love of His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so we can enter paradise one day insha'Allah. Now we come across to another name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next name is Al-Quddus, free from all faults. Al-Quddus Jalalun Jalu is that being who is free from all faults. One of Allah's names is Al-Quddus. Al-Quddus is that being that does not have any faults. Lord can only be the one who does not have any faults. Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot have any faults. Al-Quddusu Jalalun Jalu did not have any faults in the past, does not have any faults now, and will not have any faults in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself mentions whilst praising his own self that he is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one else worthy of worship but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the king. He is free from all faults. He is the giver of peace and safety. He sees everyone. He has power over everything. Only he should be praised. And this name doesn't have a story after it. So we are going straight to the other name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a very beautiful name. As-Salamu, the giver of safety. As-Salamu Jalalun Jalu is that being from whom we have hope in for our safety and well-being. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, who is a very famous sahaba or companion of our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just a little explanation of what is a sahaba. A sahaba is a person that met Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a state of faith. And that is what we call a sahaba. Someone who is a tabi'in. A tabi'in is someone who met a sahaba in a state of faith. And a tabad tabi'in is someone who met the tabi'in in a state of faith. Meaning in a state of faith, meaning that they are Muslim and they've met them. So, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an has narrated a very beautiful hadith from Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that As-Salam is one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed on this earth. Hence, you should spread this amongst each and everyone, because when a Muslim passes a group of people and makes salams to them, and they reply to him, then the person who made salams first will be given a higher rank than that group of people, because he reminded them of salam. And if they do not reply, then the angels, who are better than humans, reply the salam. And today we have a very big problem in that we are ashamed to be Muslim. When we are given salams in public, we are so ashamed to show that we are Muslim, we turn our faces. But it is so beautiful to send these salams, because you are given the higher rank according to the Hadith Mubarakah. Now, alhamdulillah, we have covered another three names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you for listening and joining our podcast today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and have mercy upon us and raise us in rank. This is your host, Imam Jedaya. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.